Hello, it's Ladies and Stories.
It's the radio segment that just got his holiday shopping done for 3 out of his 5 baby mamas.
Nice.
Only 2 to go.
All right.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other Christmas tarts just don't. His first laser story is out of Redding, California. 44-year-old Matthew Piercy owns 2 investment companies and was recently indicted for a $35 million Ponzi scheme.
Whoa.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right.
But when FBI agents tried to arrest him, he drove off in his truck, leading authorities on a dangerous chase through neighborhoods and onto the freeway.
Whoa.
Before he abandoned his car.
Holy cow.
Jeez.
And that's when Matthew did something even the authorities did not expect. He hopped into an underwater submersible vehicle.
What?
And drove it right into a nearby lake.
Oh, he's
oh my
like
God.
Batman.
What? Dude, that's what happens when you're a $35 million Ponzi scheme guy.
Yeah. He's like, I have my own helicopter. Yeah. It's faster than yours.
While it might sound like the scene from a movie,
yeah,
the underwater submersible vehicle he was driving was a Yamaha 350Li. Commonly referred to as a sea scooter.
Okay, that doesn't sound as sexy when you say it like that.
Yeah, top speeds of about 4 miles per hour.
Oh, God. little less James Bond.
Yeah. The fish are just swimming past
yeah.
him. Just along.
Matthew spent 25 minutes underwater hoping to get
Whoa.
Away from police, but his brilliant plan was foiled because the authorities just traced his whereabouts by simply following the trail of bubbles that were rising to the surface.
Forever. I mean,
it's
gotta come up for air.
It's like out of a cartoon.
Eventually, when he did come up for air, police were waiting for him.
Yeah.
Possibly laughing.
Yeah. How did they find me?
Did he poke his head up and he's like, what are you guys doing here?
How did they know?
I want to know what he's thinking when he's under there. Yeah. Got him.
Matthew was immediately arrested.
Yeah.
So funny.
This next laser story is out of London. A bizarre situation unfolded at a high-end auction house just last week. According to reports, there was a pair of 20th century Chinese copper red and blue Sanjuo bowls that came up for bid.
Okay.
And the estimated price was around $300.
Okay. The name makes it sound more exciting than the price.
Like
yeah, totally.
But apparently, there was 2 very wealthy people in the room that afternoon, and they both really fancied these bowls.
Okay.
Bidding war!
And I say that because a bidding war ensued.
Oh, no.
And it got so heated, the bulls kept going up in price every 10 seconds. Now, at one point, the bids crossed the $1,000 mark.
Oh, no.
Whoa, for a bowl?
These things are only worth $300, you guys. Slow it down.
And that's a lot.
And then it kept going all the way up to $5,000.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Rich people.
Wow.
I know. That's crazy.
The auctioneer appeared to be in shock when the price crept closer to 10 grand.
What?
But the old rich folks didn't flinch, and it continued.
What?
Everyone in the room thought for sure the madness would end at $20,000.
No.
My gosh.
When one of the rich people paused, but that was only because he had to blow his nose.
Dude! They're worth $300. What are you idiots doing? You don't have to win at all costs.
But
like, that's just like a saying.
After that, the bidding war kept going for 20 more minutes.
What?
No. Until one of the bidders finally gave up, and the final price for the $300 bowls was a whopping $65,000.
Oh my God!
250 times the guide price.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
See? Wealthy people make it so hard for us to like them.
Dude, I don't know. I'm saving all the bowls I have right now, just in case.
I mean, I bet a bunch of them say made in China, so
maybe
it is valuable.
I'm saving the Tupperware, too, just in case.
The winner of the auction was said to be very happy and has no regrets whatsoever.
I'm sure that's true.
Especially because he stuck it to that other rich person.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're rich. Your whole life is just about sticking it to other rich people.
Then your like little grandson comes and is like microwaving it. And just,
Only worth like $300.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Holly Jolly Food News.
Yay!
Nothing says Christmas like wrapping a weird meat gift in a weird meat wrapping paper.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I'm not totally following.
I say that because Jimmy Dean's has brought back their sausage-scented wrapping paper this year.
Hooray!
I didn't
know they had this.
Me neither.
And they've also made some other new products too, including a sausage ornament. Sausage earbuds with their logo on it.
And this isn't a euphemism for anything, right? This is just straight sausage.
No, I think they're just sausage shaped.
Okay, okay.
Oh, okay.
And a tin of peppermint bark with quirky sausage candy on top.
Ew. Disgusting.
Is there a high demand for this?
Salty. You can get those gifts by cooking up one of their recipes from their website and then sending in a picture. If you do get the sausage-covered peppermint bark, please let us know what it tastes like, because I'm very curious.
So gross.
I don't want to taste it personally, but I want to know what the flavor is.
Sure, okay.
Also, if you try the new Pepsi flavor, let us know about that as well, because turns out they're coming out with a holiday edition soda that tastes like apple pie.
Tasty.
Whoa.
Pepsi and apple pie, like, together. It's still a cola.
I'm in between.
Picture drinking a Pepsi that also has hints of cinnamon, apple, and pie crust.
Yo.
I mean, I'll get on it.
Think about mixing it with whipped cream vodka. You've never had like orange soda and whipped cream vodka?
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Let's do it. Don't worry.
When I was 19, I may be on board for that. Yeah. That sounds like a sugar bomb to me.
So it's going to end up in the toilet 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
It's next Laser Stories out of Holiday Headquarters.
Yay.
If you're a holiday movie connoisseur, your dream job is waiting.
Oh.
All right.
Because the website reviews.org is searching for its chief holiday cheermeister.
Shut up. Hi, Mr. Cheermeister.
And all you have to do is watch 25 holiday movies in 25 days.
What?
And write a review for each one.
Well,
and if that isn't reward enough, they're going to pay you $2,500 for the gig.
Now we're talking.
Holy cow, I will become a holiday movie buff.
Yeah.
I just watched Jingle Jangle on Netflix. Does that count? I'm one in.
Yeah.
I'm one in.
Any holiday movies count. Not only that, but you're going to get a year's worth of Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, Apple TV+, and a bunch of Hallmark movies all paid for.
For a whole year?
Yep.
Dang.
So nice.
All the streaming services we have.
I know.
The official job posting says you can keep your day job, too.
Okay.
It reads, not only do you get to watch lots of movies while working from home, we won't tell your boss, or with the kids during dinner time, you're going to get paid for it.
Yeah.
So nice.
Cool and needed.
Be quiet, kids. Mommy's earning money watching some Hallmark.
Yeah. The holiday cheermeister.
Also, you get
drink some eggnog.
You do get to pick which movies you watch, although they also have a few recommendations if you're up for anything.
Okay.
I just want to watch Elf 25 times. It's my favorite.
Please say I can watch Rudolph the Well-Hung Reindeer again.
No, that is not a Christmas.
Oh, no, that was my outer voice again, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, we all heard that.
Sorry,
delete. Yeah.
But if you're interested, they're accepting applications now through December 4th.
Okay.
And, that's the sound of a turtle who's reenacting a scene from his favorite holiday movie, Naughty or Nice, The Shoe's Getting It Twice.
There's a cheermeister.
Laser Stories has come to the end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Monday.